nobody on this show has a more tumultuous love life than Jose. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And if you remember the last time we spoke to him, he had just met two women on Instagram. One of them was a cute single mommy with a few kids. And the other one was a very hot friend of the single mommy who told him that she's a former model. And they both live in a different state. And they both invited Jose to come fly out to visit both of them for the weekend for a little fun.
Lucky me.
But Jose did some investigating and he noticed that there were some weird discrepancies. First of all, the model claims to be the best friend of the mom, but neither of them have ever posted a photo together, ever.
Yeah.
Also, the model has had several previous accounts that have been shut down, meaning could be fraud. And she keeps reposting the same pictures over and over and over again.
I wonder what all that could mean.
Jose was worried that he might be being catfished, but despite the evidence, Jose still said he was 65% sure that the model girl was real.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because Jose doesn't think with the brain that's on top of his head.
You're the
he
person.
Thinks with a different brain.
Thanks for saying that in a good way.
Yeah, no problem.
You're right.
Well, ultimately, he had a decision to make. Should he risk getting catfished and taking the trip, or should he just not go on the trip at all? And that's where we are right now. Jose?
Yeah?
I probably know the answer to this already, but what did you decide?
Well, I decided to risk it, and I took the trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe
you let your little brain take control.
I did.
And thought with that instead and took the trip.
All the facts pointed to this being such a bad idea.
Yeah, everyone is like trying to warn me. I said, you know what? We're going to do this, but
I can't believe you're not murdered or like in a bathroom full of ice with your kid. What?
Well, I'm glad, but I will say this. After I booked my flight and the hotel, something happened.
Okay.
I found out that I really was 100% being catfished.
Okay. So you found it out before you even took the trip?
Before I even left.
How'd you find out?
A day or two. I found the real account on Instagram.
Oh.
She's an actual model who has like 600,000 followers.
Okay,
and was not talking to you at all.
No.
This was just like a fake account of hers.
And all the pictures from the original girls were being stolen from this one. It's match
for match. Seen that happen to people before where someone like they're a very popular model or whatever. Or they're just like a hot person and someone will grab their pictures and fake it in their own account.
Totally.
So what did you say? Did you approach this woman that was catfishing you? Was it the mom that was doing it?
Here's what happened. I'm already committed to taking the trip. So I was like, you know what? I'm already going to take the flight no matter what. So I'm going to do some stand-up comedy while I'm in town.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go down there. And my new mission is now I want to confront the single mom who catfished me.
Yeah, it's like the catfish show. Now you're on the catfish show, but with not any viewers.
Or cameras, yeah. Or anyone who cares.
Exactly.
But you care.
So you went down there to try to confront the person that was catfishing you. Did you actually
nervous?
Do it?
I was really nervous. I messaged both of the model and the girl, and I said, you know, so they knew that I wasn't on to one of them.
Right, right.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to leave you tickets at the door. Come to my comedy show.
Yeah.
And they were like, sure, that sounds perfect, whatever.
They're
you
both
know.
Writing.
I wish you would have recorded this. Please tell me you did. Okay, I'm going to let you get there. But
let
anyway,
me continue.
Go for it. Okay.
Yes. So I get to the show. I get off stage. And nothing.
Yeah, they didn't show up.
Nobody came. I messaged, where are you guys? Are you okay? And no responses at all. Ghosted.
Not even the one that was catfishing you?
No, neither of them.
I don't understand. Why was she catfishing you if she never wanted to show up and see you?
That's what I wanted to ask her.
I don't get it. Like, what did she want from you?
Why? Why are you doing this is what I wanted to know. So the next morning she finally got back to me like, oh, sorry, I couldn't make it. I'm like, oh, big shocker.
Sorry, I couldn't make it. I'm not real. All right. So at this point, though, you're still pretending like you don't know.
Yes. Okay. So I never got to meet her, but I still wanted to confront her and ask why. Why are you doing, why me? I mean, obviously, you know, it's probably because I'm on the radio and I'm cool, but just that was a joke.
I know.
Anyway, so I'm like upset about this. And so I DM'd the model on Instagram, and I'm trying just to get a reaction out of her.
Yeah.
Like, everything I was asking.
The fake model.
Yes. She's being super vague about everything. Every question I asked, very vague. And so then I tried to hit on her and tried to say that the girl who catfished me, like, I was trying to get, not insult, but I was throwing little jabs.
Right.
She doesn't seem very smart. She's not as cute as you. You know, trying to, knowing that they're single moms.
Trying to
just
get a reaction.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Be like, whatever, that person's me. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, right?
And
then I eventually, she's not answering any of those, right? So then I go on to her.
Real page.
I go onto the fake girl's page and I post the link to the real model. And I'm like, who is this? Like, explain. Mm-hmm. instantly got blocked.
Oh, so she just blocked you.
She blocked you.
Whoever it is.
So we'll never know why she did it.
We're never going to know.
Do you think it's just like she just wanted some male attention and that's the only way she could feels like she can get it?
I don't know. I mean, sadly, maybe yes. I have no idea. I mean, I just...
it's not like she's going to steal your credit cards. You have a horrible credit score.
Or my money. Yeah. I don't have any of that.
What's the handle of the person who...
I don't
was
know.
Catfishing.
Am I allowed to say
well, it's
that?
Public.
Well, the
fake one. The fake hand.
No, both of them.
I don't remember. It's like, it's as old as
both of them out.
It was like
no,
Anna something.
Don't bully these people. I mean,
I'm not saying
has...
to bully them, but you can give the handle out. And they're
really,
catfishing
it's
you.
It's not an easy handle. It has like really? X's and O's and zeros right. and stuff, but it's like Anna B or something.
I want to find out who it is. I want you to actually have a conversation.
I can't show you anymore because I'm blocked. I actually don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't even have the handle.
Now we have to create a fake account. And catfish the catfish
exactly.
to get to the catfisher.
We should choose a super hot model
this
guy.
This is
I know,
too
she's
much
like,
work.
Oh my God, that guy looks like Ryan Gosling. Text in at 78592. How do we get to the bottom of this? How do we get a hold of the catfisher and actually have a conversation and find out why? Text it in 78592. I guarantee there's some tech nerds out there who know. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.